Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pinn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for January 21st, 2024. And I'm very, very grateful to be with you and have this privilege. I really am. We're going to continue on with Craig's questions. He is really on point about a lot of things, and I'm very grateful that he came into my life, that I get to share with you what he queries, because I'm sure he's asking questions that even my students would dare not ask. I don't know why, but they wouldn't ask, or they would be ashamed to ask because they would think, well, he's given us so much and I retain so little. It's kind of embarrassing, and it would be. I understand that. But still, these are really good questions. And Craig, wherever you live and whomever you are, I'm deeply moved by your kindness and your authenticity. His next question is, why is our world such a hard place to live in? There's an old Zen story, and it's true about everything, and it answers this in just one huge, simple analogy. The student comes to the master and says, "Master, why is Zen so difficult? Why is it hard?" And the master said, "Because it must go through you." And that is the answer to just about everything, Craig. The reason life is difficult, the reason we think life is difficult, is it isn't life that we're facing. It is the consequences of ourselves that we are facing. And there's a lot of pride and vengeance and self-righteousness in the way we seek to live. And our whole life is operated by the ego, and we think from our unconscious mind, the impulses we have. Read Robert Sapolsky. He has his first book, Behave, which I was introduced to a few years ago. It's a very good book. It's kind of heavy-handed on the science, but don't worry about that. Just get to the nuggets. And his latest book, Determined, the proof that there really is no free will. And the reason there isn't is because we live by the measure of our bodies. It is our body that rules the roost. And the body is ruled by the ego, by assumption and presumption. So when you go to think about why there is such difficulties, we don't generally as a populace believe in karma. Most people are nihilists, and they believe that nothing really matters. The whole life is just a sham, and there are no consequences. And if there is, who cares? Because you're going to die anyway. So when you die, you fade to black, and that's the end of you, and there is no more. Well, that's a shallow, parochial way of looking at things, but that's the quick, easy way to find some kind of excuse to live our life in the humdrum of our ego, our vanity, and our pride. So there is nothing really I can do about that with people. There's nothing I can say. If you're not aware of the consequences of your life, if you don't understand, life is not teaching me anything. It is presenting me with the state of how I have lived myself in the insignificance of my ego. Once I truly awaken to that fact of life, then I don't attribute it to life at all. Life has no moral purposes. It's not about death and life and right and wrong and good and bad. It is simply like the sky. There are clouds in the sky some days and there aren't on others. The sky is your life. The clouds that go through the sky, around the sky, are not the sky. They just float in the sky. They are separate from it, and that's the way we operate, separate from life itself. So we create all of the things in our life that would be well, shall we say, less than a beautiful. Let's just put it that way. We do that. We blame life. We think, oh, there's some outer source that's doing this to me. No, 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 no. And because we refuse, because it's too embarrassing to have any sense of self-examination, we really don't want to see that we've attached ourselves to the wrong things in this world. Ego, vanity, pride, vengeance, things like that, that live within us. So then we live these things and they manifest in the outer world for us and us alone. Then you've got the collective unconscious that is gathering momentum every day. The more people here on earth we have, the more that cloud, that invisible cloud of the collective unconscious, which is everywhere. It's all of the assumptions, presumptions, conclusions, actions of all of us in this world that we add to and that we draw from in our psychic abilities that we don't believe we have or don't understand or don't know how to deal with. We draw these things into manifestation and they make up our lifestyle. They make up how life will treat us. Really, it's us treating us, not life. It's revealing to me the Gregory Penn, the things that are going on within him. Now, once I am aware of that, instead of trying to change my circumstances, I have to change, Craig, where I operate from, where I live, move, and have my being in. If I do not change where I operate from, the consequences will remain the same and there still will be difficult issues for me to deal with over and over. And I'm not being punished. I'm being shown I'm not changing. I'm not transforming. I'm not transcending. I'm just going about my life with the same old mentality. And I go around and around and around in it. And it's ugly. And that's what we do. We never think of, well, maybe this situation that I'm in, per se, whatever it is, was caused by something within me. And what would that be? What have I laid out for myself? What have I made for myself? And if you start to understand that, accept that, then you would want to move meditatively into the silence. You would want to seek the way, the truth, the light that lives within you. And instead of fighting with what is going on in your earthly life, you would begin to change the structure of how you live within yourself beyond the idea of self-righteousness, about, you know, logic and reasoning. You would be more meditative. Take no thought for your life, as Jesus said. In other words, don't be worrying about this, that, and the other in your outer life. Be more concerned about what is going on within you. How do you live within yourself? It is becoming more and more apparent, Craig, if we really are honest. The state of mental illness that is prevalent in this country. We are a mentally ill country because we've been given the quote-unquote pseudo-freedom to do whatever we want. And a lot of our illness and sickness has to do with how we have programmed our mind through entertainment. And that includes these video games where they're shooting people up and everything. And movies where everything blows up and people are shot and killed and it just gets uglier and uglier. This is our lifestyle. This is how we entertain ourselves. We do not attain to ourselves. We'd rather be entertained by all sorts of things that are not pertinent to love, pertinent to peace, pertinent to harmony. We just are not interested. And because we're not, the world takes the form it does, sad to say. And this is basically all we have. I hope that helps you. I really do. And I'll deal with more of your questions next week. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. I am grateful this opportunity came up. I really am, and please forgive me. Namaste.